Quiet week for Dylan Sampson, and probably a scheduled one. He appears in no account of Saturday's 31-7 loss to Buffalo, and Scott Petrak at Brown Zone wrote in his pregame piece that Sampson was potentially getting the day off, with Amani Marshall and Raheem Sanders competing for the third running back spot. Raheem Sanders got the one carry mentioned in the team site's recap. No practice charting on Sampson surfaced in the window either. After last week's 43-yard screen in Chicago, the file simply didn't add a page. The backfield around him did move, though. Quinshon Judkins missed Wednesday's and Thursday's practices with what Todd Monken called a little something nagging, per Petrak, and sat Saturday's game. Nothing in the reporting treats it as serious, and we won't either. But a lead back missing a week of camp is the kind of small fact that makes the second back's readiness matter more, not less. A team resting Sampson on the same weekend its lead runner is nursing, something is treating him like a piece it already trusts. Back in June, we said Sampson's case was the hands. A rookie year with more receiving yards than rushing yards, 4 of every 5 targets caught, and that his job was passing downs in a Monken offense built to throw to backs, with the ceiling 1 injury report away. Nothing this week touched any of that. Last week's screen remains the season's best piece of evidence for it. The checkable things this week: Sampson's passing down usage in the preseason finale, whether Judkins returns to practice, and the backfield count when rosters cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. The Marshall versus Sanders battle behind him decides how crowded the room gets. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.